Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, or NAFLD, is associated with a sedentary lifestyle and depressive symptoms. And we know that physical inactivity and depressive symptoms are also related. However, the investigation of the interaction between all of these factors in the context of NAFLD has not previously been conducted. So we undertook the secondary data analysis to examine the interrelationship between physical inactivity, depressive symptoms in those with NAFLD. We used a publicly available data set called the Rancho Bernardo Study of Healthy Aging to do a secondary data analysis. We chose this data set because it had the correct information to allow us to assess NAFLD by the hepatic steatosis index. And it also assessed depression using the Beck depression inventory and had physical activity measures recorded by self-report. We did several analyses to look at the relationships between these factors. In general, the sample had 40% of the sample had evidence of NAFLD, while 9.3% had evidence of depression and 29% were physically inactive. Those individuals with NAFLD and depression were much more likely to be physically inactive, approximately 60%, compared to individuals with neither NAFLD nor depression, around 23%, individuals with depression without NAFLD, around 37%, individuals with NAFLD without depression, around 33%. So about double the amount of physical inactivity was seen in those individuals with NAFLD and depression compared to the other groups. After accounting for various comorbidities, gender, sex, diabetes, hypertension, obesity, individuals with NAFLD and higher levels of physical activity were at a decreased odds of having depressive symptoms, which was not observed in those without NAFLD. Therefore, individuals with NAFLD have high levels of physical inactivity, particularly those with depressive symptoms. Because this is the group that is at the highest risk for poor outcomes, practitioners should consider screening for the coexistence of depressive symptoms while screening for NAFLD. This particular group, those with depressive symptoms and NAFLD, should receive appropriate interventions aimed at increasing both participation and levels of intensity of physical activity to improve outcomes.